Why didn't you tell me?
We're in Das Midai Secha. Every word that we're learning now is about Yontif. Because Jeff asked, maybe we should do something special for Yontif. So I said, yeah, we're going to do something special for Yontif. We're continuing on where we're up to. It's for Shabbos, it's for Yontif, it's for every day. On page Reish Chav Gimel, in Das Midai Secha, we're talking about forgetting. Forgetting. But since we forget always from one week to the next, let's review for a second. Let's just go back to the bottom of Reish Chav Beis. So talking about a very shocking thing, but we're all familiar with it because our lives depend on it. That is, we're all depending upon Hashem having some selective amnesia, right? I say that with the greatest respect, and Hashem should be merciful to me. I don't mean it, God forbid, in any bad way. But we are all depending upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu having some measure of shikha, that Hashem forgets things. Hashem, as we say, and I mentioned last week, Hashem forgives and forgets. And he moves on. Because if he would remember everything, it would be very bad for us. So we want him to remember the good stuff that we've done. But we'd like him to forget the bad stuff that we've done. So where does Mechilas Avinus come from? We're so used to hearing about tshuva. And we've grown up, we've been raised believing in tshuva. But anytime any one of us stops and thinks about what that means, it's really crazy. The whole thing is crazy. Because tshuva doesn't only mean I've been acquitted for my sins. It means that kivyochel Hashem erases it. It's deleted. And on a higher level, it could even become something good. Which that we're not even going to go into right now. So Hashem not only forgives us, not only writes an official acquittal, but Hashem is Baruch Kivyochel has told us that he deletes it from his memory. Again, it's not, God forbid, like a human being, but there is such an Indian. So on the top of page Reish Chav Gimel, we're talking about how does Mechilas Avinus work? What does that mean? So let's just review these couple of sentences here. We did these sentences last week, but let's review. Be'etzam lo muvan. Ha'inemar ki zarcha kol neskachas atum ha'olam. We say in davening, Hashem remembers all that is forgotten. He remembers everything. And by Hashem, everything is in the constant present. The Hashem, right now, is the chet ha'egel. Right now, it's Adam and Chava. Right now, it's right now. So there can't be any forgetting. There's no such thing. Hashem is zeicher kol neskoches atu humeyarlam. Eich eifa mochel hakadosh baruch hu avnoseim sheyisrael. So how does Hashem is baruch forgive our sins? So the easiest explanation would be to say that it's just like an excuse, like the teacher writes an excuse, or the doctor writes you a letter and you're excused. But when you look in the davening, and you look deeply into Chazal and the Svarim, it's not just an excuse. And I mentioned last week that Chazal themselves say very clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Gam Eila Tishkachna," means that Hashem has chosen to forget certain things. Obviously, it does not have anything to do with cognition or memory. So what is that? What it does mean, and this is a very hard concept for us, because we're finite and we don't know how to live other than in the present. But there is something that is higher than zechira, than memory. Sham hi hashikha dikdusha. There's something that's called shikha dikdusha, holy forgetfulness. It comes from a place that's higher than memory. That's higher than memory. And from that place, Sham no'utz ha'tikun shokol ha'briya kula. From that place comes the tikun of all that exists, of all creation. Let's for a second stop thinking about, let's not think about ourselves. Let's think about those who are zeichet to have children. And think about a child. And think about how many times over the years, especially if you're already at the point where they've gone through the teenage years, and the typical teenagers, some of you have atypical teenagers, meaning that they're unbelievable, good, and tzaddikim and so on, but regular, healthy, normal teenagers, right? You think about what the teenager has, the kid has put his parents through over the years of growing up. And let's say you are zeichet to have a father and a mother who have the memory of the Rogatchev. Not Hashem, the memory of the Rogatchev. The Rogatchev didn't forget anything, right? And you know, you and I are mortal, and even if we're not the Rogatchev, we remember when we're hurt. We do remember when we're insulted. Somebody that stood you up in shul or at a simcha 30 years ago, you still have his face on your dartboard in your room. We remember. We're not people that forget. We remember. A person that's healthy remembers. But there's something strange that when it happens with your own kid, even though the parent remembers, because of the love of the child, he's able to enter into a place after the initial hurt. He's able to enter into a place of divine forgetfulness. We understand that. In other words, I cognitively remember that my kid, like, you know, stole my car in 10th grade. Shalmion, I'm not talking about you because I know you waited till 11th grade. But I remember that my kid stole the car in 11th grade and, like, you know, ran it into a building and then abandoned the car and borrowed his friend's car to pick up his girlfriend to go for pizza. Now I remember that. I remember that. But I have chosen to ascend to a higher place that's higher than memory, which in Hashem's words in Tanakh is Anochi lo eshkachech. I cannot forget you. And because I can't forget you because I love you, I'm able to choose to go to something that's called Gam Ela Tishkachna, that I will forget the Chet HaEgel. I will remember when you said Naaseh V'Nishma. I will forget the sin, and I will remember the good stuff. Parents do that. There are parents who are particularly good at that because otherwise they wouldn't be able to look at the kid in the face. Their mamash wouldn't be able to live with the kid. Sometimes kids say unbelievably hurtful things, and not only do things that are irresponsible, but ignore, hurt, insult a parent, and the parent remembers cognitively, just like Hashem doesn't forget. But there's something that's higher than zechira. There's something that's higher than memory, and it's called holy, divine shikha, forgetfulness. Selective amnesia, selective forgetfulness. And Rav Schwartz is writing, the whole tikkun of creation depends on that. Ad kama shechala zechira b'chol ma'aseh she'adam o'aseh l'chor lo titachin bo tshuva. First of all, as we learned last week, and I mentioned from Rabbi Nachman Sichas Aran, that if you and I would, if we would remember all the things that we've done wrong, forget about the kid, if we would remember the things that we've done wrong in our lives, we would never be able to do tshuva. Now, cognitively, intellectually, we do remember things that we've done wrong. But there's something that opens up a world of tshuva within us, which is forgetting. As I mentioned last week, like the Alter Rebbe says, that the sin is kinegdi, which means it's not on my screen. It's off my screen. Which is, for all practical purposes, it's called forgetting. It's not on my screen, it's forgotten. And I, therefore, because of that, I can now move forward in a serious effort to do tshuva. Hatshuva ma'amida korach shel ma'ila mehaschira. Tshuva establishes a dimension of reality that is higher than memory. It's higher than the Rogatchev and the Vilna Gaon's brain. It's higher kivyachol than the mind, the memory of the Creator. There's such an inyan of tshuva. I was to go back to a time before that happened. Before I did that. Before the kid ever said those horrible things that he said to me. To go back to something higher than remembering. Vadai shaklapi ha-tayif ha-kadosh baruch hu mishalem schar. Now, vadai, as far as the good that we've done in our lives, we have this unbelievable program with Hashem. Ein shikha lifnei kisei kvedech. Va'anochi lo shkacheich. Hashem is always saying, I can't forget that you left you. Zacharti lo chesed nuraich. Wow. You came after, you walked after me in the midbar. And I can't forget that you came to Har Sinai and you said, Na'asev nishma. Hashem says, I can't forget that. Va'anochi lo eshkacheich. I can't forget that. So then somebody says to Hashem, yeah, but what about the Chet Egel? So then Hashem says, what are you talking about? The Chet Egel. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. Gam Eilat Tishkachna. In other words, Eilat Tishkachna, which the Gemara says in Brachas, that when we said the horrible words, Eila Elohecha Yisrael, it means the Jews said, you want to say it's the Erev Av, it's the Erev. It says in Torah that the Jewish people said, Eila Elohecha Yisrael. Aaron didn't know what to do. There was going to be a whole uprising. And we wanted an eagle. And we said the craziest thing, Eila Elohecha Yisrael. This is God. And the Baruch Shalom says, when someone says, you remember that? You remember that? Eila Elohecha Yisrael? So Hashem says, Nagam Eila Tishkachem. I don't remember Eila Elohecha Yisrael. I don't remember. What about Nasiv? Oh, Nasiv Nishma. Whoa. Nasiv Nishma. I remember that. What about Eila Elohecha Yisrael? Eila Tishkachem. Eila Tishkachem. I don't remember. It's an amazing thing. That's what it means. The whole tikkun of creation and our lives depends upon this madrega of forgetting that transcends memory. That's higher than memory. Vadei sheklapei ha-toyev ha-kadosh baruch hu mishalem schar. Vadei. Hashem remembers all the good things we've done. Nasev nishma ein shichel v'nei kisek v'dech. Hashem doesn't forget anything. Hashem is zoicher habris. Zoicher habris. Hashem remembers the covenant. And zachreinu l'chaim toivim. And chasmein l'chaim toivim. Hashem remembers us for good life. And Hashem remembers the bris. Aber mahalach ha-tshuva megiyah mikoyach ha-shikha shalomal mi-aschir shabenefesh. But the mahalach of tshuva comes from someplace that's higher than memory. That's higher than memory. It comes from a place in this soul where I'm able to go back to a time higher than the wrong things that I remember. It's irrational. Tshuva is something that makes no sense at all, and this is not something that can be explained outside of our emunah. It's part of our emunah. It cannot be explained rationally. Only can be explained by emunah. And what we were told in the Torah that Hashem has this program. Memory was deleted. Everything's deleted. I'm sure that many of you have learned the Sipurim Aisyas of Rabbi Nachman, Sussi Yelein. And you know that the most complicated, the most beautiful of the stories is the story of the seven beggars, which one has to learn with everything else that one's learning. One should always be learning the Sipurim Aisyas Bechlal, and Befrat to be learning the seven beggars. Soon the story is going to be completed in Mitzvah. So in the story of the seven beggars, the story that the blind beggar, who we would automatically assume to be Yitzhak Avinu, but we're not going to go into that right now, but that the story of the blind beggar was all about memory, remembering and forgetting. And the story that he told to the Chasna Kala as a wedding gift, the story that the blind beggar, in that story he said, there were different people who had different memories. They were able to go back in their memory all the way. One was even able to remember when he was a baby inside the mother's womb with the angel. But the blind beggar tapped everybody. In other words, there was a competition over there. You probably remember. There was a competition. He told the story about how he was part of a competition of who remembers more. So this one remembered this one remembered that, this one remembered all the way back to the beginning. This one remembered when the conception took place. Remembered when the conception, when he came into, everybody had it. But the blind beggar said, "Ani zeche kol elu hamayisiyos. I remember what the rest of you guys remember. I remember all that too. I remember all the mayisiyos they're telling about. I remember all that you remember. But I avani zeche lav klum. But I'm on a higher level because I remember nothing at all." Because they were all talking about how great their memory was. I remember when I was a baby inside the mother's womb. I remember when the conception took place. And the blind beggar says, "I remember all that stuff. I remember all of that. But then I went to a higher madriga of all the memories that you have. And my higher madriga is what? Ich gedenkt gar nicht." That's in the original, how Rabbi Nachman said it. Ich gedenkt gar nicht. I remember lav klum. I remember nothing. And that's higher than the memory of being in the mother's womb and being conceived. Ich gedenkt gar nicht. I remember nothing. That's the blind beggar. And he won the competition. Everybody just, whoa. You remember nothing. Now, as I'm getting older, I find myself in a similar predicament of remembering nothing of things of the past that just happened this morning. When my wife was trying to piece something together from the past, and I said, "Nah, I don't know what you're talking about." And then it took like 10 minutes, and then, yeah. And we were able to, together, to try to come back. Our combined age is now over 120 plus. And we tried to, and together we came back to some semblance of what took place. So to say I remember nothing is just kind of great to chachma, to remember nothing. But this blind beggar, the blind beggar, remembered all, kol elu hamayisiyos, just like Hashem remembers, kol elu hamayisiyos. But then after he says, "I remember kol elu hamayisiyos, ich gedenk gar nicht. I remember nothing." And that was the end of the competition. It's merdeka ma'isa, what Rabbi Nachman is saying. Absolutely merdeka. It's a sugi that we're learning. Ich gedenk gar nicht. I remember nothing. That's what Rosh Chodesh is saying. V'oz behechach she'enena zoicha klum. Behechach she'enena zoicha klum. To come to a place of ena zoicha klum. Ich gedenk gar nicht. Rabbi Nachman, the blind beggar, didn't say, "I don't remember anything." Be careful of the words, whether it's in Yiddish or Hebrew and English. Rabbi Nachman didn't say, the blind beggar didn't say, "I don't remember anything." He says, "Ich gedenk gar nicht. I remember nothing." Ani zocher klum. Not, "I don't remember anything." Ich gedenk. I remember nothing. You hear the difference, right? Chaver. Just shake, nod your head. You hear the difference? David, you hear? Dov, you hear there's a difference, right? Ich gedenk gar nicht. I remember. I have such a memory. My memory is so great. Ich gedenk gar nicht. I remember nothing. But I don't remember anything. We could all do that. I don't remember anything. Aber ich gedenk gar nicht. I remember nothing. Can you imagine what life would be like? B'shas meister, when somebody is insulting you. We're all chalishing to get back to shul. Mitzvah Shem's going to be in a couple of days. You don't have to be a novi now. It's going to be in a couple of days. Please don't get for hissed off anything that you read in writing. Those of you who know me understand where I'm coming from. I'm just going to put that in as a little ace card, this personal remez. We're all going to be with Hashem back in school in a few days. And now, in the beginning, it's going to be 10 like this and 10 like that. I don't know exactly because nobody's answering about how exactly it's going to be. But we're going to try to figure it out, Mitzvah Hashem. And there's going to be like a wide open bismedrish because there's only going to be 10 people sitting down in the whole big shul, right? 10 people. That's how it's going to have to look in the beginning. Oh, I don't know yet if we're allowed to have 10 then upstairs. Could we put a mechitz in the middle of the big shul and make a few different minyanim? Social hall, I don't know yet. No one knows yet what's going on with that. But how do you explain to the governor about an Ezra's Noshim? And then here we make the kiddush, there's a social hall, here's the way we shmooze. It's hard to explain to a Gentile. So we're going to have, let's say we're going to have the big shul. And in the big shul, there are hundreds of seats. And they're going to be spread out in 10 different places. Do you think it's possible? Could it possibly be that one of the guys is going to go over within 6 feet, social distancing, he's going to go over to one of the guys and say, and Shuldig, forgive me, uncle, you're sitting in my seat. And then the uncle's going to say, maybe, I forgot. But there are like 280 seats over here. I know, but I've been sitting in that seat for the last 18 years, whatever. I'm sitting in that seat, so you're sitting in my seat. It could happen. It could happen. Because there's a teva like that. I'm not talking about the first day. The first day, I believe, we're too excited. But maybe by the second day, it could happen. You're in my seat. Because I just want to make sure that after the last couple of months, I don't want anybody thinking that he can claim my seat. Just because we were all not here doesn't mean now you could take my seat. My seat is my seat. And we can see that happening. Imagine what it would be like to live in a world where somebody, now this guy was very insulted. The guy that got the Mishnah Berurah about you can't sit over here. So he gets up and he walks away. Normally that person is going to take that with him, this Tunde and Svansik, into the grave. First of all, he'll leave the shul. He said, but you just came back to the shul after. I'm not stepping foot into the shul. I'm going to be socially distanced in a different shul. So he'll leave the shul. And then he's going to tell his wife. If he's a tzaddik, he's going to say, I don't want to say who, but this happened to me, this mice. And then he's going to remember that till they say Kaddish for him. He's going to remember that, what happened to him. Till he's in the ground and he hears his Kalibis Kaddish taking going on upstairs outside. He's going to remember that. What would it be like to live in a world where a person that would happen to somebody and the person would be able to be in a place of ich geden garnish? I don't remember. You don't remember? The guy kicked you out of the seat? The day after when you came back to shul, the guy kicked you out of your seat? You don't remember? You don't remember that the guy kicked you out? I was standing and watching when he did it to you. You don't remember? Nein, ich geden garnish. I didn't say to you, ani lo zocher. I don't remember. I said, ich geden garnish. I remember nothing. It's not the same thing. For a person to be in a place of bittul, to be able to say, ich geden garnish, and it's mamish garnish, that's a higher level than memory. It's called shikha kedosha, holy forgetting. Holy forgetting. Now look at this next thing he says. Hari ein shikha alimitei chesach adas. Now, shikha takes place because of chesach adas. Chesach adas is loosely translated as forgetfulness or distraction. Chesach adas, I don't have to explain, everybody knows what that means, chesach adas. You're not paying attention to something. You're not in that anymore. So over time, since it's not in front of you and you're not looking at it, you have hesach hadas. Your mind moves away from there. That's where you forget. Hesach hadas. Now, gilui shel Mashiach, shemigib hesach hadas. Now, the Gemara says, the Mashiach will come, the hesach hadas. what does that mean? So the way that we were taught growing up is that we're supposed to every minute of our lives say, "Ani ma'amir b'nu shlema, v'afa p'shis ma'meya," I believe in Mashiach, and even though he's being delayed, I'm thinking about him, I can't stop thinking about him. And then there's going to come, all of a sudden, we're busy, and there'll be Hesach Hadas, and ping, just when there's Hesach Hadas, then Mashiach will come. In other words, that we're going to be distracted, we're not going to be paying attention, and during that Hesach Hadas, when we're not thinking about Mashiach, then, or we forget about Mashiach, then he's going to come. That's the way we were taught. That Mashiach comes b'Hesach Hadas. What's this meaning of Mashiach coming b'Hesach Hadas? It can't mean that the Baruch Shalom was telling, like, the Yismach Moshe, because Yismach Moshe lived every second of Mashiach, that the Baruch Shalom said to Mashiach, to Yismach Moshe, even the word Yismach is the Isis Mashiach. The Baruch Shalom said to Yismach Moshe, I don't want you to always be thinking about that. I want you to have Hesach Hadas. It can't be. Yismach Moshe didn't have Hesach Hadas. So what does it mean? There are many explanations of what this means. That Mashiach will come b'Hesach Hadas. Gilui shel Mashiach shemegia b'Hesach Hadas. Hu me'ashikcha shel amalu me'aschir. That inyan of Hesach Hadas, is that talking about our distraction, our forgetting? Or is it talking about Hashem forgetting? What is it talking about Hesach Hadas? Who forgets? Who's Hesach Hadas? We've always taught that it means our Hesach Hadas. When we're not thinking that Mashiach will come, when we're not concentrating on him, just when it's least expected, then Mashiach will come. That's what we were taught. Yesterday was the art site of the Ramchal, Swiss Enlightenment. It was also the art site of a big, big, big tzaddik, Reb Shlomka's villa, Slusi Yelena. One of the big, mysterious tzaddikim of Yerushalayim, Shalomala, Reb Shlomka's villa. I once heard in his name, I never saw it in the Sefer, but I heard once from another Yerushalmi, in the name of Reb Shlomka's villa, that the meaning of Mashiach coming, mitoich Hesach Hadas, that he comes by Hesach Hadas, it means when the Baruch Shalom sees that Jews are able to be Mesir Das from the insults and the wrongdoings that were committed against them by other Jews, then Mashiach will come. I once heard that from in the name of Reb Shlomo Gizrael. It's a very deep word. It doesn't mean Stam Hesradas. It means when a Jew is over this avoid, this midah of being Mesir Das, to come to a place of Ich Gedenk Gar Nicht. I remember nothing of what you did to me that was bad. I remember all the good times we had. I remember all the favors you did to me. I remember all the wonderful things that we've shared in life. I remember. As far as the insult, Ich Gedenk Gar Nicht. I remember nothing. So Reb Shlomo Gizrael said a very deep word. He said, Mashiach is only coming b'Hesach Hadas. It means Mashiach will come when Jews are developing this art of holy shikha, of holy forgetting, to be Mashiach Das. It was kedai to zoom in today just to hear this word from Reb Shlomo Gizrael, no? Just for this, to hear Reb Shlomo Gizrael such a word, of what it means, Mashiach Das. And that you and I should try to remember the next time you feel that memory is like making you crazy. Hesach Hadas. The Maral, Susan Lid Maral, as you know, in all of this farm, speaks a great deal about how in order to build something new, whatever was there before has to be destroyed. And the Maral uses that as a way of explaining many places in Chazal. Why is Rabbi Kiva laughing? The other Chama crying, right? By the Churban, Rabbi Kiva's laughing, and the other Chacham are crying. So Rabbi Akiva says, because this pasuk, because that has to be fulfilled, this will be fulfilled, Gemara says, at the end of Makkos. But on a deeper level, the morale tells us that in order for a new world order to be established, the old world order has to be removed. Even if you want to paste two things together, you have to clean the surface that you're painting it onto. You have to clean the surface. In other words, whatever was there before has to be charev, has to be gone. To make something new, bemis new, not just something that you're adding. Mashiach is not an addition to the world. Mashiach is a nayavel. In order to have a nayavel, a new world, there has to be a madrega of ichkiden garnish. Soon, on the next page, Rav Schwartz is going to bring how when Reb Zera went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he davened that he should forget all the Torah that he learned in Bavel. Right? You remember the Gemara says? He davened that he should forget his chutz laaretz to get Torah. So all of us are wondering, why can't you just, you're going to remember all the Torah that you learned in Bavel, and then in addition to that, you're going to have Torah Eretz Yisrael. Reb Zera is not like a phone that it can only take a certain amount of information, megabytes, whatever they're called. That he should forget the Torah of him. Because what the tzaddikim, the morale, the tzaddik of the tzaddikim tell us is that Torah Eretz Yisrael is something else. Even though to us we don't notice such a, there are differences we notice, but we don't see it in such a way. There's Chutz La'aretz the guitar and there's Eretz Yisrael the guitar, and I'll add on the Eretz Yisrael the guitar. Reb Zera and his madrega understood that in order for him to fully absorb Eretz Yisrael, the Torah Eretz Yisrael, which is anaya Torah, mi'iti teitzei, when Mashiach comes, it says in pasuk in Yeshaya Torah mi'iti teitzei, Chazal say, Torah chadasha mi'iti. It doesn't mean, God forbid, a different Torah. It means a new Kabbalah Satorah. Torah chadasha mi'iti teitzei. The Christians wanted to take that pasuk and they went wild with it. You understand why? They wanted to make a New Testament. Torah, it doesn't say in the pasuk Torah chadasha, it says Torah mi'iti teitzei. Chazal say Torah chadasha mi'iti teitzei. The pasuk doesn't say Torah chadasha. Chazal said Torah Chadash, a new Torah. In order for that Torah of Mashiach to be fully absorbed, there needs to be an inyan of Hayinu Kechalmim, Ich Gedenk Garnish. Now, anytime anybody talks about the tzaras that we've been through in Golas, and then the rabbi ends by saying in the drasha that we're waiting for the days of Mashiach, and then when Mashiach comes, everything will be understood, everything will be fine. And the people who haven't suffered, they go, oh, that's a great drasha, we love it. The people who really have suffered will say, yes, shkoyach. The Maisa, I suffered through that. So what are you telling me, that I'm not going to remember when Mashiach comes? We don't know we don't understand it. We don't know what it means. But the blind beggar said, ich gedenk garnish. Hayinu kecholma. Ich gedenk garnish. I remember nothing. Because in order to build something new, there has to be an echgeden garnish, there has to be a chorban of what was before. In order for something to be be'emes new. So let's go back to Mashiach coming, behesach hadas. Matzasi David Avdi. Says in Pasuk, Hashem says, I found my servant David. Matzasi David Avdi. Heichen mitzalasiv. The Medrash. So, where did I find David HaMelech? This time, I found him in Stein. I'm going to talk about this Mitzvah a little bit tonight. I think that's what I'm going to talk about. Not sure yet, but I have in mind to talk a little bit about this. For the Kavod Shavuos, I think there's a thing at 9 o'clock. Heichen mitzalasiv b'stein. I found him. I found David HaMelech in Stein. We learned many times that that the Oisius Stom is Soid David Malka Mashiach. It's the Oisius Stom, Soid David Malka Mashiach. Now, of course, what that really is referring to is that there took place that strange thing between Lot and his daughters. And that was Moab, and then from Moab comes Rus, and from Rus comes David HaMelech. So Herichim Etzosib is Stom. I found David HaMelech in Stom. Why does Hashem have to look for David HaMelech? Which David HaMelech we're talking about Mashiach. Why does Hashem have to look for Mashiach? Since when is Hashem in the business of looking for lost things or lost people? The answer is, when do you have to look for something? When something is taka lost. Ki hu ishtakeach. When you are Mashiach das from something, you could lose it. You lose it. You lose the memory. You don't know where it is. You don't remember. So there's no other person regarding whom it says such words. Matsasi David Avdi. I have found the one who was missing. In other words, I have rediscovered, I have found the one who was forgotten. What does that mean? The Baruch Shalom has to find somebody. Something that you have with you every second, and it's constantly there with you on your mind and in your consciousness, you don't have to look for it. You never lost it. So we see such an inyan of David HaMelech being found, meaning lost. And Imeshkachech Yushalayim, Tishkach Yemini. Now, if we're saying the words Imeshkachech Yushalayim, it's also David Melech's words, Imeshkachech Yushalayim, it means that Madu Haisa Havimish Yushalayim Tishkach, it means that you can't forget. There's a Havimish to forget. Imeshkachech, I'm saying I don't want to forget Yushalayim. If I forget Yushalayim, then I'll forget my right hand. But I it means it's a Barshikcha. Why does Hashem have to say, you're not going to forget Yerushalayim? We're afraid we're going to forget Yerushalayim. The same way we're afraid we're going to lose David, we're going to lose Mashiach, we're afraid to lose Yerushalayim. We're afraid we're going to forget. The answer is, Mashiach has to come from a place that's higher than remembering. It comes from a place of Echidden Garnish. David Melech was the one who lifted up the Ol of Tshuva, the world of Tshuva. Leif Tohar Berali Elokim. Beruach Berali means to create from nothing. Echidden Garnish. David Melech was the one. The ruach nachon chadesh bekirbi, chiddush, tshuva. Dodo Melech is the Rebbe of all Balei Tshuva. Dodo Melech is the world of tshuva. Tshuva means echidden garnish. I remember nothing. So davka when it comes to Dodo Melech, there's such an inyan of matzasi David Avdi. A metzia, Dodo Melech Mashiach is a metzia. And Yushalayim is a metzia. Because the highest thing that exists comes from a place that transcends memory. It means remembering something that's higher. It means being able to access a place within oneself of being able to forget everything. Forget everything, then garnish, to be able to draw and bring into the world something which is going to change everything forever. Tshuva, Mashiach. That's why tshuva is mevi'a geula la'olam. Ki be'etzem sar agil megi me'ashikha shalom al me'ashikha, aval achri ha'ashikha zu, chezeres ha'ashikha. Of course, after that forgetting, then it comes to the highest memory, to a new level of memory, which is what? which is Gula and Yeshua. Shachachma me'ayin timotzei. Like it says in Pasuk and Iyuv, Chachma me'ayin timotzei, that Chachma comes from ayin, from nothing. Then go on this. So true remembering comes from a place of forgetting. Let's go back to the model of the kid that gets his parents upset. So the father forgets, the mother forgets. That's how they're able to go on living. I love you, I love you. Ah, nothing ever happened. I don't remember anything. You're the best kid. I don't remember anything. I forgot everything you did, bad. Now, where that comes from, of course, where that comes from, is a world before the Tzimtzum. It's the highest place of all. It's in the Etzem, the essence itself, which is, I remember how much I love you. I remember how badly I wanted to have you. I remember how you've tried so hard to be good. And because of that memory, I have been able to forget the bad stuff. Now we come to a higher madrega of zechira. So there's lower zechira, shikha, and higher zechira. Following, the highest zechira. Zochar eskerenu, oh, twice. Zochar eskerenu. There's a higher zechira. When we come to that higher zechira, we're able to forget the lower stuff. Without children, with each other, and so on. True memory, like remembering how much you love your kid, that comes from what? From forgetting. Meaning from being able to delete and to erase, to come to a place of thank God. So now I'm free to truly remember how much I care for you. The two guys in shul, this guy sat in Yissi. So he's able to come to that place of bittul, and he forgets. Then he'll be able to be calm, and he'll be able to remember how much he cares for this person, and how much this person means to him. And then the whole inyan of what happened with the seat becomes a galacht, like nothing. It's a joke. It's silly. Doesn't mean anything. Never happened. Doesn't mean anything. Hadugma apshut lakach bechdei lohavin zayis benefesh. A simple example to be able to understand this, the nefesh, inside of us. Adam lomad sugi of lehevin aisa. A person learns a sugi in the Gemara and he didn't understand it. Ma olav la'asayis. What should he do? Lenasayis lishkoach ki leloyim lomad sugi zu. Afpam. Ucha'est lilmait aisa meha haschala. The best thing you could do, and all of us have been in this situation, you've been spending the last hour trying to figure out the Gemara, and it's not going. And you're utterly confused. You could dig yourselves in deeper there. Of course, you could go ask somebody else that might be able to help, or you could dig yourself in deeper there. Or you could just say the following, which all of us who have been learning in yeshivas all of our lives certainly are familiar with this. You just stop and you say, no. No, that's not it. And you begin to learn the Gemara again from Aleph. You delete all of the shakla v'taya, all the pilpulim in your head, and you go back to a quiet place of Aleph. That's why sometimes you can remember or you can understand the Gemara when you rested a little bit or when you slept a little bit. You go back to a different place. You begin. So in order for you to, now and then afterwards, an amazing thing, then you're able to understand the Gemara. Only after you came to Echgeden Garnish, I don't remember anything, I don't know anything. Chachma ma'ayin timatzei. Then you were able to allow for a new construction. For a new construction, a new building that comes from ayin, a higher level of learning. Ayin. From a place of ayin, of the Chikden Gornis. Lenases Lishka Kila Loilamat Sugyazu Afpam. One of the amazing, of many amazing things about Rabbi Yosef ben Soloveitchik, Zechatzach Levracha, my Rabbi, one of the amazing things about the Rav was that whereas many other Rosh Yeshiva, I don't want to know a percentage, but many other Rosh Yeshiva, there's a cycle for learning Masechtos, whatever the Masechtos are in the Yeshivas, the Masechtos, and Noshim and the Zikin, whatever, they learn the Masechtos, and they have Shiurim that they said from 10, 20, 30 years ago. And when as the cycle comes back, when it comes back to Ksubas, or it comes back to Bava Metzia, they have their Shiurim, and they go over those Shiurim with a new Chevra of guys. They go over those old Shiurim. Maybe they make some, they tweet a little bit, they make some adjustments. One of the things about Rav Soloveitchik was that when he would come to the Masechta the next time around, it was altogether different Torah. And one of his older students told me that he said that. He said that when I sit down to learn Bava Metzia this time, I want to sit down as a yeshiva bacher that's fresh, just came for the first time to learn Bava Metzia. Not with my old constructs. Not with my old, if you could say about Rabbi Soloveitchik, last time you gave Shiurim and Bava Metzia, it was like Mamish. It was like High Sinai. It was fine. We heard it was great. The guys loved it. We're fine with that. But he wasn't fine with it. He came to a place where he said, Ich gedenk gar nicht. I remember nothing from Bava Metzia. Those are the biggest lomdim in the world. The ones who are able to start the Gemara again, fresh, Ich gedenk gar nicht. It's a different madriga. He had a photographic memory. To learn the Gemara from Aleph, from the beginning. I mamish had this last night. This mamish happened to me last night, and I wasn't getting anywhere. And it was late, and I was icing in a certain sugya in Yerushalmi, and I was going over and over and over again, and I just couldn't get it, and it wasn't going. And this morning, in 5-10 minutes, I said, look, okay, it's a new day. Let's try. And anybody that learns knows that's good. Because I forgot, I'm able to have a new start, a new beginning. Sometimes you have husbands and wives, and they're in a fight for like 30, 40 years. They're in a fight. They take breaks just to, you know, to get some air or something. But they're in a fight for 30, 40 years. You have other couples that could be in a horrible fight, but the next day, it's a new sugya. If you're married to someone like that, and if you're like that, then you have a shtickle Gan Eden in this world. If you're married to someone who remembers everything, that's Gehenna. If you have such a memory, that's bad. The ones who have a marriage where they can get up the next day, or even that same day, and they could just say, sorry, and then go and be back where they were before, everything is good, even better. That's a little bit of a Gan Eden. Not many people have such a thing. It's a madriga. Haschola chadasha hu soid atikun shebenefesh. This inyan of gedek garnish is the sod, is the secret of repairing our souls, of tshuva, of tikun benefesh. All tikun comes from that. Kol shikha, the last paragraph on page Reish Chav Gimel. Kol shikha ba'oimek yetzeres haschola chadasha. Whenever you forget something, that creates the opportunity to be able to start something new. to start something new. I'm davening that this mice that's happened over the last couple of months with this sickness is giving Jews an opportunity to start something new, to forget something that the way it doesn't have to be the way that it was. I mean, certain things that don't belong in our lives. I was talking my wife and I were talking to the women the other night, and we had this coffee and conversation. And we were talking about the subject of simchas, and they were with us over 70 women were on the Zoom, and we were talking about maybe there's a way to forget how we used to make simchas. Not God forbid to forget simcha. We have more and more simchas, but to forget the simcha with 1,000 people and 12-piece bin. And enough food that you could feed a whole army, and thrown in the garbage, all for nothing, for garnish, mamish. Can we forget that? It's a big question. Because if we could forget that way of life, then we could have a new beginning. We could begin something new, and we could look at it and say, okay. Do we really have to have? I'm going to be talking. You're getting the first. Well, the women got the first taste of this, but this is my new Indian that I'm going to be going. Sorry, if you want to still stay in the shul, you're going to have to deal with this. Why do we have to have varts? Whoever made up the Indian of a vart? Shtiyot. Who wants to go to the vart? We all love the Baalei Simcha. Seriously, I have to say Maalstov at Marv, and I go to Pesach to say Maalstov to him. Shtiyot. And they have to spend money, even on one little thing, on a little cake, to spend money for what? And then all of a sudden, the people are so tsanua and would never daven together. They're in somebody's house and they're crushed up men and women together to 5,000 people in somebody's house. Shliyot. Who made it up? We're married a little over 40 years. Married. We didn't have a vart. We had a l'chaim. My uncle came over. My uncle and aunt came over. And we made a l'chaim. My best friend? I don't remember. Maybe came by. I don't even remember if he came by. My closest friend came by. Could be. L'chaim was just the family. Made L'chaim. We had a small family. My wife's family is a little bit bigger. So his sisters came. I have one sister. That was it. L'chaim. You have to leave the children on a rainy Tuesday night. The wife has to spend an hour in the laboratory making herself up to go out to a vart. For what? A l'chaim, a vart, thousands of dollars. Shabbos shever brachas. For who, what? Every night of the week, shever brachas. We didn't have that back then. I'm not from the Middle Ages. Shabbos shever brachas was just the family. Just the family. None of the aunts and uncles, the immediate family. That was it. The mechatanim came over. Chasan Karla, siblings. That's all. Shabbos shever brachas. Not $5,000, not $10,000. A Friday night meal with some company. A regular Friday night meal with a few extra. That's all. Regular in the house, Friday night company. People don't have to come for shul. People have to go to some hall. They don't have to come dance for dessert on a Friday night, 11 o'clock at night, which, yeah, stay out. Hi, we all love simchas. Can we forget? Is it possible to forget? And to start again. Is it possible that the corona, that this thing was able to knock out some of those things from our memory? Is it possible to come to a place of gedenk garnish? Now I'm saying this to you, whoever's on this thing right now. I only have 3 chevre in front of me. I don't know if they're 3 or 10. I have no idea. And maybe it'll go to a few other people if there's a tape. But I'm going to be talking about this a lot. The yesod is what we're talking about. It's the yesod of tshuva. The things in life, not just of the individual, but of the community, that we need to do tshuva, not just averus. But by the way, that could be an aver too, because if there are people who can't afford that, I know everybody says, listen, that's your own free choice. You don't have to make anything fancy. Yeah, but your daughter, the Carla, is saying, ma, we're not going to have a vart. Every one of my friends had a vart. We're not going to have a vart. So these people can't afford a vart. But what are you going to do? Chai Shpitz is all upset. We don't want to upset Chai Shpitz. Plus the Mechaton, we're going to think we're cheapskates, right? They think we're cheap. So we have to make a vart. So what's the vart? Here we go. $5,000 on little cakes. On little cakes. And then a mountain of sushi or something. I don't know. Who eats it? Who cares? Oh, mazel tov, everybody's coming around, rubbing shoulders, men and women, v'chul, 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 by a vart. Who said such a thing? Who made up such a thing? So, is it possible to come to a place of chidat gornish? Because the only way to start something new is if you're able to forget what was old. I'm just giving one very, very minor, although expensive example, but there are so many more deeper examples of this, so many deeper examples of this, to try to forget. It came out, there's some very chashuv rabbanim that came out with a thing, with a proposal of how many people in this net, and to make, and the thing they put out said to make less elaborate, something like that, or more, something less elaborate varts. I said, no, it's already finished. It's fafalan already. Less elaborate varts, fafalan. No varts at all. No varts at all. Shabbos Sheva Brachos? For what? Chasen Kala? You're old enough to get married. You're old enough to deal with it not being 150 people costing your parents $20,000 for a Friday night. Deal with it. If you're not old enough for that, then don't get married. You can't deal with that. That you have to have all your friends coming and your cousins. Then don't get married. When you're ready to have just your family and the in-laws by there, so then you'll get married. If you're not ready for that, Shabbos Sheva Brachos. $5,000, $10,000, Shabbos. I remember nothing. I remember nothing. That's the beginning of tshuva. That's the beginning of tshuva. Kol shikha ba'aymek yetzeres ha'schala chadasha. Odom osa tshuva, l'chol av ha'agdar v'ki zayach g'chol nishkoch ha'zatu mi odom. It's broken b'ocha k'asa called tshuva. Hashem doesn't remember. Hashem gave us such a thing called tshuva. And Hashem says, you're starting new? Hashem says that about tshuva, to one who does tshuva. You're starting something new? Hashem says, I'm with you. I'm starting new. You're forgetting your earlier life, all the mistakes. You're starting new? Hashem says, you forget, I forget. You're starting new? I'll start new with you. Hashem gives us such a thing, such a chesed, how much he loves us. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. It doesn't make any sense at all. Zui shikha. Avaloi shikha chasom kodem shishikha hakol. But it's not like a person who just never lost his memory. It means, of course, I remember all the good stuff. I remember everything. But I'm going now to a place that's higher than remembering the bad stuff. And by taking away all of the yucky things that were there before, for all the stuff that didn't belong, the bad stuff, we could all start new. Hashem says, I'm ready to start new. You're starting new. I'm new. We're in this something new. That's Mashiach. Hesach Hadas. New. Whatever was, Chidan Garnish. New. Everything new. We're not masik. That means, so I think, yeah, you're telling me, no, I'm going to forget what happened in 1984, that my house was repossessed. How you let that happen? And I'm going to forget that this one died on me in 1996. And we talk all these Lashinas because that's where we are. We're in such a place. But it's going to be Tshuva, Geula, and Chidan Garnish. Hayinu Kechal Mamash. Not even a chal. Nothing. Then garnish. And that's really, I'm just going to turn the page. I'm going to say it. I know it's past the time. I'll say it outside of 2 minutes. Because now he brings the Gemara. He brings the Bechamza Eishas Chalat. It's by them, Saratikun. Saratikun, because Zohar means to remember. Zohar is the Lashon of Zechiru, which means to remember. The Keva is not the Indian of remembering. Zohar is the Keva is forgetting. Is Nekeva the Lashon of Nokuv, where there's a missing piece, that's Nekeva. At the end, Chazal say the Nekeva is going to be bigger than the Zohar, means that there's an Indian of forgetting that's even higher than remembering. Zohar is remembering, Nekeva is forgetting, Eish is Chal Teves Baila, means that in the end, by Mashiach, the Nekeva is going to be on a higher Madrega somehow. She's going to be the crowning glory of her husband. To forget, it's higher than Zohar, it's higher than remembering. And then he brings the Gemara that I already said about Rabbi Zera, that he davened to forget the learning that he had in Bavel to be able to come to new Torah. And that's the end of the parah. Whenever you start something new, you have to forget the old stuff. Therefore, shleimus comes through forgetting. because then you can start something new. Mitzad echad im ken yesh no mahalach shel tikun hashikcha begila aschirah. Mitzad sheni yesh legalus as oimek hashikcha dekdusha. So we have two things: holy memory and holy forgetting. On the highest level, forgetting something in order to create, in order to bring about in life something which is absolutely brand new, something which is absolutely new. That's only through forgetting shikcha, and that's the need of. The whole meaning of Shavuos is Kabbalah Torah, and how the Sfas Emes explains why the Torah had to be given in the desert. Because the desert means, you know what the desert means? Echidenk Garnish. How come Hashem didn't give the Torah in Borough Park or in Yerushalayim? Lavdol. How come he didn't give the Torah in Muncie or Monroe, the five towns? How come he didn't give it in Bergensfield or in Passaic? The Bershon gave it in a desert. You know why the desert? Because the desert is Echidenk Garnish. Because the Torah is something new. And the only place that will receive the Torah is something that remembers nothing at all. There's a place that has no memory at all. A place that where everything of the past, where there's nothing, everything's erased. Everything is gone. Only there is it possible to receive the Torah, to receive the Rabbanu Shalom in a place of a chden garnish. That's the midrash, but that's why I was given the desert. Well, Hashem is Baruch should help us to remember nothing and to come to a place of beginning. And I feel deep inside of myself, I'm sure that you do as well, that we're on the threshold of something new. Hashem should help that it should be with Rachman. Everything with Rachman. We should bezeich him as Hashem to be kalbu pnei Mashiach, David Malka Mashiach, the Blessed Amitis, and have you amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you,
Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.